Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is Marloni and Fourier.
I think they have the right personnel to limit him to two catches.
Two catches, Corey Davis?
You want any piece of that? You want a piece of that?
Yeah, what do you want to bet on it? Yeah, we can have a little side action.
An eyebrow. Like,
this is a tale of two quarterbacks. One is a psycho that runs blocks for his running backs.
Then you're going to see a quarterback number 10 get his head in there.
The other had a lot of interceptions.
And that one from Wilson was just a punt.
Is four a lot of interceptions?
I don't know what he was doing. I don't know what he was thinking.
The Patriots got their first win of the season. Mac Jones got the first win of his career, and we want your reaction.
Where else can he go? Does he think he's going to get better? Better than 75% completion percentage? Touchdown, no turnovers?
It's Lou.
I'm not even looking at you.
3, 2, 1, will you stop?
I'm not looking at you.
Bob Costas.
Holy sh**.
Costas.
It's Christian.
What is that called? Is that called
a sidebar? The under.
Okay, I'll take that too.
Hey. On WEEI.
Marloni and Fourier here, fourth and final hour. We dissect this 25-6 win for the New England Patriots. I asked a question before the break, by the way, in 10 minutes, you're going to hear our interview with Mac Jones. We're going to play that in its entirety here in a little bit. I asked the question, had it more to do with the Patriots' defense or just a bad Jets offense? We put a poll out earlier in the show, and 70% of you feel like it was just bad Jets offense, which is accurate. Just surprising that you guys would actually admit that.
Admit it, right?
Because I do think it was kind of alarming that, once again, you face a team. You know, I think that one of the discussions coming out of the first game was you can actually be disappointed in the defense against Miami. You know, start the game, start the half, and couldn't get off the field. You know, on first and 14 on their own 5. You needed to get the ball back. You couldn't do it. With a quarterback playing the way he did, they ran for 152 yards against you, 5 yards a carry. And you knew they couldn't throw. You know what I mean? But still, he just gave it up. Like, 4 picks. Like, some of them, I don't even know why he even decided to throw it. It wasn't like there was just confusion, linebackers dropping back, and him, oh, I didn't see him. You know, I think Kyle Van Noy tweeted out, like, ghost seeing ghosts again.
Yeah.
I don't think that was more like ghosts. Guys are dropping back, sliding into the passing lanes and picking them off. This guy was just throwing it to you, just throwing it to you. So was it more the defense or the Jets offense?
Jets offense.
Yeah.
Jets offense. I think this guy, Zach Wilson, has what I like to call something's better than nothing mentality.
Yeah.
Like, he rather, even though nothing's there, instead of doing what's right and being the good pro and the discipline to listen to his coaching, he assumes that something's better than nothing. So he just throws it up there hoping that something good will happen. Like, even though nobody is in the vicinity, where Devin McCourty and these other guys are actually looks like they're catching punts. And I think there's something missing with that, because that's, I don't know anybody that teaches that. And I know they're not telling him just, well, you know what, if you don't see anybody open, just throw it anyways. There's not a quarterback coach, offensive coordinator in the league that coaches that. So they benefited from 4 turnovers. 4. And I'm going to say they didn't answer on all of them. They could have.
16 points, 3 field goals and a touchdown. So they answered, but it was just a lot of field goals.
Yeah, a lot of field goals.
Which is what we've seen from this.
So you really, on a good team would say, wow, that's all you can get out of that. We gave you 4 presents. We gave you 4 gifts, and you only got 16 points. Pfft, it should have been 38 points.
All right, I'm curious this one here. I got to go to Seth in Florida because he thinks you just pulled the Nordway.
Uh-oh.
Seth, you're on with Lou and Christian. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Yeah, so Christian just pulled a classic Ordway. We're talking about whether Mac Jones should be throwing the ball down the field. And Christian's saying, you know, look, they went out and they spent all this money. Why else would they do it? Why not use all these guys? And then in the next breath, he says, you know, who's he going to throw it to? So you're arguing against yourself.
No. The point is they're not built to look like the Kansas City Chiefs. They're not like Tampa. So they're never going to be that speed, NASCAR, fast pace, you know, create. That's not them. But that doesn't mean that they can't throw the ball farther than 6 yards.
Well,
it doesn't mean that they can't be more creative.
Yeah.
I just feel like they're not using the guys that they have.
But you admit they didn't need to like yesterday. Which is the point that Joe from Pepperell wants to bring up. Joe, you're on with Lou and Christian. Go ahead.
I agree with Christian. You know, I feel that they just need to pop that governor off the kid and let him try to throw it in there. I mean, what they keep on saying is percentage is 75%, 77% in college. I'm pretty sure out of those 77% he was doing in college, I'm pretty sure he threw it in the end zone, so why not give the kid a chance? I mean, there was a couple of them yesterday where I wouldn't want to see him throw it. You know, there was a couple of times when he was at the 30-yard line. What do you want him to hike it to the, you know, back end corner? I mean, I wouldn't want that. But at least pop the governor off the kid and let him do a little bit more than what he's doing.
See, you look at some of these younger quarterbacks, these second-year quarterbacks, the Justin Herberts of the year, former NFL rookie of the year, and you see what he's doing, and he's just doing all the little slip screens. He's doing the missile screens. He's doing the quick looks, the hitches. They don't even do that.
Like, yeah.
And that used to be – that's a staple of their offense, the quick hitch. Hey, they're playing off quick hitch. The Flash Gordon slant route that he did all the time, that doesn't exist. Now, but they're a game plan-specific team. You know, but still, there are some plays where no matter what, they're running those plays. They're your bread-and-butter plays. They don't do them.
No, they don't. I still think it's the right call for now. We'll see if he can open up. Because you admit, like you said, the weapons maybe aren't there for him to open it up. But still, there's a lot of things. To me, it's more concerning at the first look. We were just looking at that double pass again. The minute he caught the ball, he just caught it and threw it to Smith, Jonnu Smith, that was right in front of him wide open. Which I get, 10-yard, but still, on a double pass, the first look has to be deep and then look down. You know, he's not even doing it. You know, he's just not even giving it a chance to see if guys are open downfield. I want to go to let's go to Matt and Walpole. Matt, go ahead. You're on Maloney and Fourier.
Hey, how's it going, Bob? First, Christian, I want to ask, man, did you get that T booster this weekend? Because you are feeling it today, my friend.
I'm always feeling it.
There you go. Well, look, I want Mac Jones to open up. I want Josh McDaniels to open up the playbook for Mac Jones too. But I think a lot of it has to do with not tipping your hands, because I don't know about you guys, but I didn't feel like the Jets were really going to threaten us offensively in that game. So my thing is, why open that playbook and why give other teams that film to watch when you don't really have to? But I will say, I'm sick of watching screens on third and long. That is, at least do something to try and get a first down in the third and long play.
Well, that's one area I think they've done a good job. It's not like you avoid it, but I don't think there's been many third and tens or longer for this guy at all, you know, because of what he's taking early on first and second down. You know, because he's taking the check downs on first down and creating a second and five, second and six, second and four. Like, so he's putting himself in positions. I just think that when you get into the red zone, that's where it kind of bites in the ass. And that's where it has. Let me go to Bob in Walton because you're just talking about this Patriot defense. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, Lou, you asked a question a little while ago, whether it was the defense, Patriots defense that did it, or was it the Jets offense? Well, obviously, the Patriots were getting blown out on the ground in the first quarter and a half or so, and the Jets started passing the ball and throwing interceptions all over the place. Of course it was the Jets offense that screwed it up. The Patriots were getting eaten up on the ground, and I'm surprised the Jets didn't keep going.
Yeah, no, Bob, I'm with you, and you know, I'm just... When it comes down to coaching, because, you know, they did run the ball real well. I mean, they averaged 5 yards in the first half and pretty much 5 yards in the second half. And it was like there was no attempt at all to get your Zach Wilson quarterback, rookie quarterback, in the flow of the game. You know, as far as just running the football until the Patriots stopped you. You know, and then just taking the quick little passes, the checkdowns. You know, this is a coaching thing, in my opinion. And they could have got him comfortable. They could have gained some confidence. Meanwhile, after the first two drives, he's 0-for-2 with two picks. And you're scared to even throw the ball at all, anywhere on the field when a game starts like that.
See, I think of Mac Jones, and I think of uh, I think of him as the wife of Prince Hakeem from Coming to America. The
original. Bark like a dog.
Like, arf, arf, arf. hey, Mac. What type of screenplays do you like? Whatever screenplays you like. All right, okay. What type of runs do you like? Whatever runs you like. All right, okay. Red zone passes. Tell me your favorite red zone pass. Whatever pass you like.
The big one.
Whatever you like. What kind of hard count do you like? Whatever hard count you like. No, I want you to think for yourself. You can't be so robotic.
Don't you think it's in him, though?
That's my point.
It's got to be, though, right?
That's my point. I saw this thing about him where he went to the best Pop Warner team. He went to the best high school team. And he went to the best college team in the United States. Now he's with the best coach to ever do it. So he was born and bred, just like Prince Hakeem's wife, soon-to-be wife, your queen-to-be. Whatever runs you like, whatever two-minute drill you like. Like, he doesn't have an opinion. I don't think he...
We'll see. We'll see if that comes up. By the way, we're going to talk to Mac Jones here in a bit. I'm going to take one more call before we do that. Let's go to Bob in New Hampshire. Bob, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's good, Bob?
Yeah, great show. Great show. I love listening to you, Christian, Lou. You're all great. Hey, just a couple comments. I was listening to you guys earlier talking about Wiggy. I love him dearly, but too many head hits. His boy Cam Newton is he's riding the pine at the unemployment line, so he's not hot on Mac. I think Mac's doing fine. I really do. He's not losing the game. He's doing fine. I don't think the problem is him. I think they got to do something with the offensive line. And I think the defense is going to tighten up a little bit. The Jets weren't a real big threat. So,
Bob, thanks for the call.
Thanks,
I appreciate
Bob.
Because you know, Rimando Stevenson.
Yeah, we know that. Thank you. Earlier today, we talked to Mac Jones, and here's our Mac Jones interview. Our quarterback interview is sponsored by Mass General Cancer Center, Every Day Amazing, and by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health at northeastmenshealth.com. Joining us now on the Harbor One Hotline is the quarterback of the New England Patriots, Mac Jones. Mac, it must feel a lot better waking up today as opposed to last week after getting your first NFL win.
Yeah, it's definitely better than losing, so hopefully we can continue to do that.
Does the 24-hour rule work for wins and losses? So we're, as far as, looking at tape too soon?
Yeah, I'd say just it depends, but, 24 hours is always good to just relax and just recover your body and not move on to the next game too quickly. I mean, it doesn't hurt to peek at some stuff on film and things like that, but I just felt that if you can keep it consistent with the 24 hours.
I have a feeling you were peaking. Were you peaking? Yeah, be honest.
Yeah, I definitely peaked.
So, Mac, I wanted to ask you, after the game you were talking about, you felt like you could push the ball downfield more. So I'm just curious, are you passing up opportunities to take shots down the field?
I wouldn't say that. I just think it goes back to just me sticking to my rules. And there's some times when the defense takes plays away, and that's why we play. I mean, they're good on defense too, but at the same time, I feel like if you take the three or four plays or whatever it may be, whether it's from a practice or a game, and you rewatch them, and you're like, okay, I could have probably thrown that one. But at the end of the day, it's about moving the ball and taking what the defense gives you. And if they give you the deep shot, then take it. If they give you the short, then take the short. So it's kind of just what the defense is doing, really.
Yeah, I kind of feel like that's got to be a strong coaching point with Josh McDaniels and Bill, obviously, because I watch a guy like Zach Wilson just throwing, passes into team meetings where nobody's there. And so I guess, do you feel like there's the fear of throwing an interception or causing a critical mistake is so strong that you rather live on the side of caution as opposed to the more riskier pass that maybe pay off a bigger dividends to you?
Yeah, I think just when you look at turnover statistics, team that turns the ball over less usually wins. I don't know what it is. It's pretty high, though, percentage-wise. So just we have less turnovers than the other team. And yesterday we definitely could have capitalized more on the turnovers we got. But as long as you're ending every possession on the kick, then things will be moving in the right direction. So that's kind of always what I've been taught. But I think there may be some things that I can adjust, and I will do that and just listen to the feedback that I get, because, you know, in the past, obviously in college, it's a completely different game. And, you know, not to bring that up or anything, but it is different here in the NFL, and you kind of just have to play possession football and try and just stick to your rules and throw to the open guy. And it shouldn't be that confusing or complicated.
So, like, the example I was going to use is the double pass, the pass you throw to James White, he throws it back, you throw it to Jonnu Smith, and on the television copy, Trent Green was talking about how Aguilar was open, and that was a play that you could have made, but you took the shallow route with Jonnu Smith. When you went back and looked at the film, was that an opportunity? If you had to do it over again, you would have thrown it to Aguilar?
Yeah, I think with that type of play, it's just kind of hard sometimes to, you know, read it out as best you can, because you catch the ball and there's no one protecting. Not because they don't want to, it's just not part of the play. It's just a one and done deal because I'm by myself when James threw it back to me. So I just saw Jonnu flash in front of me and got it out really quick. Yeah, I think if you go back and watch it, I definitely could have, you know, held the ball and maybe even looked before I caught it to see if there's anyone around me. I just didn't really have as good of awareness as I should have had. But yeah, it's plays like that where you look at it and it was a good play call and I could have definitely executed better. And there's a few of those every practice, every game. And if we can just get those out of there, then everything will start kind of working in our favor.
Talking to Patriots quarterback Mac Jones. And Mac, I'm just curious, because you know, Zach Wilson's on the other side of it. He goes number two. You go number 15. Are you one of those guys that looks at the four guys that went in front of you and looks forward to playing each and every one of them? Because, you know, you all played this kid yesterday.
Not really. I think every week it's just focus on what I can do and how I can be the best quarterback that I can be. Because it's really not, you know, you against the other person. It's just, we're playing football, and it's our offense against their defense, and then their offense against our defense. So a lot of it's out of our control, and we just have to play together and play complementary football to where the offense is complementing the defense and vice versa. So I don't ever try and look at it like that. I think it just kind of goes back to execution and doing what I'm supposed to do.
So I want to go back to something you said a little bit ago, when you said every drive end with a kick. And yep. Obviously, you know, field goal, extra point, right? And even a punt. And I'm just curious because, you know, again, Zach, he ends up throwing four interceptions yesterday. Is that just something that's been ingrained in you as far as turnovers? And you'd rather punt than, say, throw picks? Things like, just, is that just a frame of mind for you?
Yeah, I think that's just an old saying in football, I guess. Or some coaches teach it, some coaches don't. But I just, and what I've been listening here and things like that, we just want to control the ball and we want to end the possession and the kick. And sometimes it's going to be a punt. You want them all to be extra points. That would be ideal when you say that. But we have a good punter and we have a good special team. So it's, you know, okay to punt, but at the same time, it's also good to just get it in the end zone or get the 3 points, because that's what it comes down to, is scoring points. And you're not just sitting there thinking about punting all the time. You're just trying to execute the plays and the points will come.
Do you think sometimes that the offense is a little too safe and too conservative?
No, I think just each week I've only been here for the preseason games and for the two games we've played, and we've had a good plan. And obviously Josh does a really good job preparing all of us, and we have a plan for what the defense is going to give us. And we don't, you know, over plan or anything like that to expect what they might do or what we think they're going to do. And we just kind of stick to what we do, and he calls great plays and we got to execute them better. And I think the offense, when we watch the film together, we're all going to say that we can definitely play better and execute the plays that were called better, and we will. So,
we're talking to Mac Jones. And, Mac, I'm wondering, how quickly did you realize it was probably a bad idea to jump into that pile with Damian Harris crossing the goal line when you looked around and saw all your offensive linemen doing the same thing? Like, I'm just watching that saying, get out of there.
Yeah. I think, honestly, it was just a good run and good blocking. And then I just kind of saw Damian get a little bit held up at, like, the half-yard line. I think he probably would have got in anyways. but I just ran down there and shoved them in, but everyone else was pushing too, so it was a giant team effort, like rugby or something, and we just made it happen, and it was good to score. That's always what you're supposed to do on offense, and whether it's running, passing, whatever, just try and get it in the end zone and get 6 points.
You know, I got to commend you, though, on the because that was the one play a lot of people were talking about. I got to commend you on the reverse block, because most of the times, Mac, like this, quarterbacks embarrass themselves. They whiff. They fall on the ground. The guy that they're trying to block doesn't even, like, you know, notice that they're there. They just kind of avoid them, right, because they're just in the way. You actually got in the guy's way. Now, it wasn't a bone-crushing block, but you made a difference. Was there any part of you that said, probably should just stay out of this one too?
Not really. I mean, the chop block rule is in between the tackle box, so I knew that I was allowed to do it. And, you know, maybe if I was outside, I would definitely try to block him still, because that's who I was supposed to get. So, I mean, it's just part of the play, and we did a good job on that play. Of KB just running it and making a play, and then offensive line selling the other play, and then we flipped it back. So it was just actually well executed. And, whatever my job is to do on the play, I'm going to try and do it to help the team.
So, Mac, 1-for-4 the first week in the red zone, 1-for-3 yesterday. So you guys are 2-for-7 now in the year. So in your opinion, what can be done? Like, what is it? Because I know some penalties, but what can be done to be more efficient in the red zone for you?
That's a good question. I mean, for me, it just goes back to maybe just executing better during practice. I think we've definitely put an emphasis on it, and we've gotten more reps at it. And just in the red zone, you kind of have to flip a switch in your brain. Not that you shouldn't be aware at all times during the game, but once you get down there, everything's a little tighter. I mean, the sidelines are obviously there, and then the field gets tighter because of the yardage, so you don't have as much space to work with, and sometimes that can be an issue, but I think it's more just about us executing the plays that are called and doing it against tighter looks and me making more competitive throws and things like that. I don't think there's any, like, big thing that we're missing. It's just little things, so I think we'll definitely improve on that this week in practice. And the other thing is, we can't be so worried about the stats of it all. We just have to execute the plays for what they are and flip the switch in our brain just to be ready in the red zone and kind of be alert more.
So, Mac, I don't even know if you realize it, because I didn't really realize until I saw a stat kind of after this game, that in the red zone, like, you have yet to, I think, attempt to pass in the end zone. Were you even aware of that? Like, I didn't even recall that until you thought back on it.
Yeah, I think it goes back to running the ball well, which we can do, and then we'll have those plays that we need to get people in there and I need to throw them the ball, and we've done that. So it's not like the plays aren't called. It's just sometimes it's a little tighter down there, like I said, and the competitive throws that I need to make will be there, and I can continue to practice those and work on that, because it's tight coverage in the NFL, and you just have to continue to find ways to get our playmakers the ball, because we have great skill players, good running backs, good tight ends, and good receivers. So I don't know why there isn't a reason to not get them the ball. It starts with me, and they'll make plays and run the routes they're supposed to run. So they've done a good job, and I can do better.
See, that's kind of the thing. I think Patriot fans, or even myself, you watch the game, and you're seeing you out there making the right decisions. You're accurate. And when I see stats like that, or I see, you know, the balls, you know, check downs and things, I almost feel like they're not letting you do this yet because you're young in your career. And I almost want to be like, go to Josh McDaniels and just be like, hey, can I do this? Like, let me sling it a little bit, right? Because those kind of numbers almost makes it feel like they're putting restrictions on you.
No, I don't think it's that. I mean, I think it's just, like I said, just whatever they call, and they've called good plays, and Josh has done a good job preparing me in the red zone, knowing what the other team's going to do and stuff. So I definitely can just have those conversations with him, and that to let him know that I can do better, because I feel like it's more on me than anybody else. And I can make those tight window throws, and I have in the past, and we can be better. So it kind of just is what it is, and we can obviously work on it and maybe come up with different ways to have some creativity or whatever just to get the offense to come together in the red zone. And all right, here we go. We're in the red zone. Let's flip the switch or whatever just to make sure that we're all aware of the situation.
So when fellow rookie Ramondre Stevenson has a rough game and then doesn't, you know, play in the next game, basically is deactivated, do you guys kind of talk at all about the situation? Do you offer him any, you know, encouragement or anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, I think Ramondre is obviously super competitive, and I don't know, you know, I'm not in charge of who plays and who doesn't, but obviously, Ramondre works hard every day. He's a rookie. He's young, just like me. But he's a hard worker, so that'll pay off in the long run. And, you know, I just always try and keep it loose with him. You know, we always, whatever we're talking about, whether it's on Saturdays, talking about the college football games or whatever, just having those conversations and keeping it loose and relaxed is cool with all the rookies. And I feel like we're really close, all of us, and we'll all get better together, and we've all been working hard. So that's all you can ask for is just hard work and your effort, and then everything else will just take care of itself, playing time, all the other stuff. So I think we'll all have a good understanding of that.
Okay, so the quarterback question of the week. Are you ready for this one? This one's going to surprise you. Okay, let me sell some soap real quick, then I'll give you the question.
For this
one. All right, so the quarterback question of the week is sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health, with locations in Dedham, near Legacy Place, and in Salem, New Hampshire, online at northeastmenshealth.com. Okay, so we find out that Nick Saban's, your former coach, his favorite saying is "D's nuts." That was from Jordan Battle, Alabama football player. Did you even know about this?
Oh yeah, okay, yeah, so I definitely knew about it. It's kind of his thing. He's been doing it for a while. I think he needs to get some new ones. But
so he runs around and tries to get guys with the joke.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, he'll get you though, because like he's pretty, you know, he's serious, and then he'll be like, hey, you know, whatever, and then he'll just hit you with one of those jokes, and you'll just catch it out of the blue, and you're just kind of like, whoa, that just happened. But he's been doing that for as long as I was there, and probably well before too.
Do you does Bill, have you figured out what Bill's favorite saying is yet?
I haven't, but we've had some good conversations, and you know, he's got some humor too, and I think as the years go on, I'm sure there'll be some stuff that definitely will pop up, and I'll have to get back to y'all on that.
So nothing like, because Julian Edelman is like, you know, becoming famous for his Bill Belichick impersonation. So I'm wondering if, like, do you have one? Does anyone else on the team do one? I mean, anything like that? You got to have a version of it, I'm sure.
No, I really don't. I mean, he's one of a kind, and no one should emulate him. But I definitely can't. So, I mean, there's probably people, but not I.
There will be a day when you will.
You'll feel more comfortable when you're older. But right now, probably safe not to admit that you do a Bill Belichick.
Yeah. For sure.
All right, Mac, listen, man, thanks for joining us. Congrats on your first win, and good luck next week. You return home against the Saints. Thank you.
All right, thanks. See you guys.
Conversation with the Quarterback is brought to you by Putnam Investments. Putnam Investments and the New England Patriots. Proud partners committed to an active game plan on the field and off of it. Now it's time to review this week's powerful play brought to you by NL. Damian Harris ran through 7 Jets defenders for a Patriots touchdown. That's this week's powerful play brought to you by NL, the official energy partner of Gillette Stadium.
All right, that's Mac Jones. You can hear that interview every single day right here, every Monday, rather, I should say, Patriots Monday with Merlone and Forey. All right, when we come back, this Patriots team, are they as advertised as they were in the offseason? I'm going to tell you why they are not. That's coming up next on Merlone and Fourier.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Right, welcome back to Maloney and Fourier. As I said during the before the break, I was asking the question, is this team as advertised? So we got to go back and think about what you thought this team was. And to me, I always felt like the biggest improvement, of course, might have been tight end, right? Because you didn't have one last year. But the other biggest improvement was your front seven and being able to stop the run, right? And I that was like as advertised. You were loving it. Who was it?
Gotcha. I was.
Who's the guy? Is it before the season started? Gotcha? Was that his name?
Yeah.
Talking about how, like, stop the run, have some fun, yeah. Whatever the hell that yeah. quote was. Yeah. You're loving that, right? He's about all the beef they had up front
t-shirt.
And how they're going to stop the run this year. The other strength of this team was a top five offensive line.
Yep.
And that's why I say I don't think they're as advertised. I don't think this offensive line has been very good. And obviously you lost Trent Brown, but really one guy, you're down. I know it's a right tackle, but that's it. That's your depth. Like, one guy goes down and you're trash. You know, and then you look at the defensive line, and you sit there and say, they ran for 152 yards against you, 5 yards a clip. And I thought Miami ran the ball well against you as well with a challenged quarterback who can't throw the ball downfield. So that your two strengths coming into the year was your offensive line, defensive line, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And I know that you're 1-1 here, but I don't think either one have been very good.
No. I would say, so start offensively, the Isaiah Wynn thing is an issue. I mean, the holding penalties, I think, I want to say last year he had, I want to say 11 pressures. I think he already has seven in two games. It's way too many. And maybe Trent Brown was so good and the backups weren't nearly as much depth as we thought they were. I'm not impressed with the offensive line. I'm just not. I thought they'd be better. We'll see what happens. Defensively, Matthew Judon is still good. Uche is still good. I just didn't think it would be as easy for backs that I've never heard of to run on them. Like, I thought that the rush totals would be something like 60 yards, 70 yards
yep.
top.
Yep.
I didn't think they would allow, you know, 100-yard rushers who nobody has known about. So, yeah, I'm a little concerned with that. That needs to be a strength. You need to be much stouter on first and second down, and you need to be much better imposing. Well, I will say this, though. If you're looking for optimism, the goal line stance – by the Patriots' defense was huge. They're way down. The Jets are way down there. Lawrence guy makes an unbelievable stop. They have to settle for a field goal. That, to me, was a great job. That was a team that was getting better, that made a difference in the game. That defense, that third and goal defense, Lawrence guy, yeah, it was a great job by him. That's what I'm expecting. That's what you wanted last week. He didn't get it last week.
No, he just thought they went on first down, not give up 4 or 5 on first down and create like short distance on second. Now, when he threw the ball, Zach Wilson just gave it to you, but 152 yards, 5 yards a clip. I mean, against a team with the quarterback was just handing you the football.
And a team that was playing from behind.
Yeah.
Usually the numbers should be passing numbers, but they said, nah, we don't even trust this guy with the ball in his hands anymore. We'd rather run it.
Yeah, and you really do hope that Trent Brown can come back here from this calf injury. Now, he missed last week, and Yasir Durant got the start. Haran went into that game. I mean, Durant, when was the last time you've seen a guy just get pulled because he's hurt, because he just sucks and not hurt? Like, he just pulled him, and he put Haran in there because he was just that bad. Like, right tackle, they don't have an answer over there if Trent Brown can't play.
Yeah, and I don't know if we believe anything that Bill says. Maybe you have to dissect it or translate it, because he was talking about it earlier this morning, not on Greg's show, but just discussing the his feelings about the right tackle position and how he's like, yeah, you know, we're fine there.
Well, he said this after the game.
Still need to spend a little more time here going through the film and talking about things, but I think we're all right here. Got, you know, three players that have played it, and I think they've all done some good things. You know, Trent, I mean, not very much in the last two games, but you know, we know Trent can do a good job over there, and Yasir and Justin have both done a solid job there. You know, we've had some breakdowns at really all spots on the line, all spots offensively. It's just we've lacked some consistency.
So should we give them the benefit of the doubt as far as, okay, Isaiah Wynn full-time, okay, full offseason, Joe Tooney leaves, he goes to Kansas City, Haran goes in at left tackle, Andrews is there, Shaq Mason is there, Trent Brown, okay, he's gone, so Durant and Haran go back and forth. I guess a lot of people want Ted Karras at left guard, and they want to move Haran back to right tackle.
No, Owenu.
Owenu, sorry, that's right,
yeah.
Owenu.
Yeah, because, I mean, and I just wonder, like, you know, for within a game, I get it. You want to keep full fifths of that line together. But last week, they had a whole week prepared, and they decided to go with Durant and Haran thinking it was okay. I don't know if they got their answer. It's not okay. So now next game against New Orleans is when you kick out and Karras hit there at left guard. But quite frankly, that could create a problem on your left side of the offensive line, because Isaiah Wynn has been an issue. What do you have, a holding, a false start? I mean, we've seen a couple now, last couple of games. He's got 7 quarterback pressures. He's allowed 7 QB pressures in 2 games. Last year, he allowed 16 and 10. He's got 7 in 2 games. You know, so we could talk all we want about the right tackle, but really, Isaiah Wynn has been your weakest link, left tackle. Like, he's your guy. You know, and it's like, so, and I don't know, people point to, maybe it's because Joe Tooney's not next to him. I thought Owenu was a pretty good player. And I thought he filled in great. Then he slid over to right tackle, and he felt like he filled in great, too. So I'm not letting Wynn off the hook just because Joe Tooney's not next to him.
Okay.
And is it just because Tooney's that good he made you look a little bit better? Well, it's time for him to get better, but they got to figure out their tackle spots.
Okay, so I feel like we've been more negative than positive today.
Well, it's classic. It's okay, like negative on a Patriots win. That's old school. That feels
good.
Like,
I know. It feels like, you know, being critical after a win.
Well, you tell me. Was that impressive? They gave it about 4 times.
No, I do not. I still think they have a ton of work to do.
3 for 12 on third down.
There was a couple times kicking the ball out of bounds after a score. Tons of just stupid penalties, missed opportunities. I mean, there was a ton of work to do. Damien Harris's run.
Fantastic.
Let's highlight that. That had a little bit of stank on it. That was a guy that was running to almost atone for past issues. There was a guy that wanted to prove that him getting the starting tailback position, shipping Sony Michel out, was not a fluke. Nick Folk being 4 for 4. Nick Folk, I think, is your most dangerous, most productive weapon on offense.
Consistent.
He's your best offense.
33 in a row now.
So he's about to break. He broke... What's-his-face's, Gostkowski's record. So he's at 33. Yep. So he needs like 4 more to break the NFL record.
Right now I wouldn't put it past him. I mean, I'm in shock with this guy because, I mean, he's bounced around. If he was ever this good, nobody would have let him go in the first place. So he's bounced around. He's been fantastic for you. He's been outstanding. And you said Damien Harris' run was great. And, you know, the one thing I thought about...
James White was great.
James White was fantastic in this game. But I do look at Damien Harris' run. I go back to, like, Ivan Fears and saying, you know, the job was done. Is that in that category or no? Fighting for the extra 2 yards to get in the end zone?
Yeah, but if you watch, he needed to get there, and that they yeah. needed that score, and he had two hands securely yeah. placed on yeah. that ball.
Well, you mentioned it, too. The one thing we sort of forget here is that after last week putting the ball four times on the mat, like four times, you lost two of them. The second play of the game, you fumbled.
I know.
Kendrick Bourne absolutely 100% fumbled that ball. That was a turnover that you got a break from the referees. Imagine fumbling the ball four times and coming out in the second play of the game if the ref didn't screw that up and turning the ball over in your own 20-25. Like, that happened. You just got lucky. You know, so I think this had a lot more to do with the Jets just being an awful football team and Zach Wilson handing you the ball off four times. Then I could sit there and say that, you know, the Pats D was dominant, the offense was good, and you won a very comfortable game 25-6. Like, there was more to it than that. You know, and listen, the win, we said it going into Friday, getting the W is the most important thing. So they accomplished what they needed to do. So good for them. You know, and Mac Jones, whatever, you kind of got a bonus. Because we said, what if Mac Jones throws 50% and you win? Well, he's still 70%. He still did his job. He might have turned down some big plays here and there. And I like the fact now here we are on a Monday. We'll see more of it as the night goes on and Tuesday. Some of the big plays that maybe he did turn down, right? We saw one video of the intentional grounding that he had, where Hunter Henry was just flying all by himself yeah. on the right side for a touchdown. Easy, easy pass and touchdown to a wide-open Hunter Henry. And he kind of gets out of the pocket to the left and does the intentional grounding. And Nick Folk saved his yeah. ass there at the end of the half
yeah.
by kicking a 49-yard field goal. So there's plenty of the coachable moments, you would say, which it's much better to get those in a W. Like, if you had pulled that game out against Miami, it would have been the same thing. But you're sitting here 1-1, and you yeah. beat a bad football team.
Yeah, the other thing I think is interesting is the J.C. Jackson effect. Is he just the benefit of good timing and a lot of luck, or is he really a good corner that can single-handedly disrupt and get turnovers on his own?
Well, I think that first interception, I actually give more credit to Devin McCourty. He patted the ball right to him. You know what I mean? So J.C. Jackson was standing in front of Corey Davis, and for some reason, Zach Wilson looked at that and said, oh, yeah, I got to throw it.
He's open.
Like, oh, yeah, he's open. Like, he was literally standing right behind him when he planted his foot and threw the ball. So he tips it up, does a nice job tipping it up. But Devin McCourty jumps up like a jump ball, and he actually pats it to him, who was standing. No, beautiful assist. Play by Devin McCourty.
He gets the assist.
More so than J.C. Jackson.
Yeah. No, I just – but I do feel – but he had, I do feel like there is a discussion –
he's around the ball. You got to give him credit.
I know. I feel picks. Like you have to eventually. It's not just happening because it's his turn, or he's in the right place at the right time, or you know, or bad quarterbacks just keep throwing the ball into his area because they don't trust that he's any good. They're not nervous about it. They don't want to get. There is something to his ability to make plays.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't think he's ever going to get credit for it because they look at his size, they look at everything else, and they say, "Nah." Look at all his. If you counted up all the interceptions, would they all be first or second year crappy quarterbacks? Or would they be elite level quarterbacks?
Well, listen,
quarterbacks?
I give him credit for being around it, but all yeah. I keep thinking about is with every single interception, he's got one foot out the door. Because now he's going to get paid like a number one corner. All right, listen, coming up next, the Vikings missed a game-winning field goal yesterday, and apparently the radio team didn't exactly have the greatest angle at seeing it. You got to hear this. Plus one gambler. He is the world's biggest Detroit Lions fan tonight. We'll explain. It's Last Call coming up next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now more of the guys, Maloney and Fourier on WEEI.
All right, last call is brought to you by Cars for Kids, the easy way to donate your car. You can donate today, and your car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com or give them a call at 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. All right, well, the Vikings, they lined up for that game-winning field goal yesterday. Mm-hmm. They were down one. They had just seconds left against the Arizona Cardinals. But here's how that final play sounded with Paul Allen on the Vikings radio. Reminder, he missed it.
High snap, put down. Joseph, come on! It is gone!
That's no good.
Are you kidding me? He missed it right.
He missed it right.
Oh, my heavens.
Oh, my.
He missed it right. What a gut punch to a team, Paul, that play after play toward the end fought its way back. Oh, missed it by like a foot. And just, oh, my God.
That's fantastic. Imagine you're a Vikings fan and you're driving around the city. And you're sitting there like, you know, you're driving, and maybe you pull over, right, because you're so into it. And you hear this. Like,
high snap, put down. Joseph, come on! It is gone! No, he missed it!
So you're in the car, you honk your horn, your arms are in the air, and all of a sudden it's like, it's good. No, it's not.
That's beautiful.
It's not good?
Oh, my God!
Is this guy serious? It's not good? Oh, that's a killer.
It ruined a lot of people's day. That was a great game.
That was a great game, but that is a killer. How about this one? You talk about, like, mentioned this guy that's a gambler that's the biggest Lions fan in the world tonight. So this one guy, it's according to Odds Checker, a bet at MGM. So somebody bet $25 to win $726,959 on a 16-leg parlay. He bet every single game in the NFL, $25, bet every single game in a money line, and has won every single game so far, including that one you just heard. Like, that guy was excited when the guy missed that field goal because he had the Cardinals. He had the Cardinals minus -190. Every single, he's 15-0, and it's all riding on the Lions tonight. All of it.
So, wait, do we know who he picked?
He's got the Lions.
He's got the Lions. And what is the line? What is it?
They know outright.
Really?
They got to win outright. Plus 400. They got to win outright. And one thing I always wonder, when I see bets like this, sometimes you see it a lot where, like, huge parlay, sometimes, like, the casino gets in touch with you and would like to buy you out of it.
Or like insurance?
Well, just buy you out of it. Hey, listen, you could win 726 if the Lions win tonight. I don't know how comfortable you are, but we'll give you 150 grand right now. 100 grand right now. Do you want it?
Take it.
Get out.
Take it.
You know what I mean? Maybe I don't even know if it's that much because it's such a plus 400. You know what I mean? But yeah, sometimes they might contact you in a bet like this. Like, but he's all of it. If the Lions can beat the Packers, he can win $726,000 on a $25 bet.
I am interested now. Now I'm interested in this game.
Christian, the odds of this happening, like, the odds are actually better of you getting struck by lightning walking out of this room.
I would say this is about as tough to do as, you know, picking every game in the NCAA tournament.
About as difficult.
I mean, it's that's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, he had... So the dogs he took, the Raiders were the biggest dog at plus +190. By the way, how's my lock looking? I had the Raiders, right? Pittsburgh?
Yeah, you had Pittsburgh minus six. Good. Yeah,
how's my lock with my eyebrow? Okay, Corey right, Davis, Denver. two and a half.
But I guess and the Titans, plus +190. Both of those are the biggest underdogs. He had the Ravens, plus +180 last night. He was digging that call last night. How about that, Harbaugh?
It's amazing.
Lamar, what do you want to do? Yeah. Fourth and one. Do you want to give him the ball back? No, let's go for it. Whatever you want, go.
Yeah, yeah, what if Lamar was like, you know, Coach, I don't think it's a good idea. I was like, oh.
Lot riding on this Lions game for this guy tonight. I'm kind of interested. I hope he wins. Good for him. Well, he takes the payout,
and
whatever.
By the way, he also had the Washington football team who didn't win. The Giants won. I'm sorry, the Giants had the offside that caused the Washington football team to win. So he narrowly won that one. Then he narrowly won the Cowboys, which had a game-winning kick against the Chargers.
Can you
Chargers.
Imagine that's his blood pressure? And just, I mean, if he's just as
And he called
the
Ravens
the
last night. This guy's insane.
Oh. Oh, my God. Good for him. Good for him. All right, tomorrow, what do we got? We got Ben Volen.
Ben Volen.
In here tomorrow. He's going to join us for a couple of hours. We'll take a look back at this win here for the New England Patriots. By the way, this hour of Maloney and Fourier was brought to you by Teen Malone. That's going to do it for us today. Have a good night, everybody. We'll be back at it tomorrow at 2 o'clock.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.